Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Tom Russo. He is the chief of infectious disease at the Jacobs School of Medicine, looking at what's going on with COVID right now. Dr. Russo, thanks for being with us. All eyes on a vaccine and a vaccine shortage. And a lot of people want to know what the deal is. Why aren't these doses out there? You know, I saw the story this morning, the president ordering an extra, I think it was 200 million doses of vaccine. And I said, why not a billion doses? You know, why not 500 million doses? You know, why stop there? It doesn't appear that they can be made as of right now. What do we know about the manufacturing of these vaccines and where that bottleneck might be?
Well, I think the bottleneck is in part because, at least here in New York, we really expanded who is eligible. And so both of these companies could make anywhere from Moderna, at least initially, and I suspect they're ramping up, 500 million doses a month, and Pfizer, 100 million. But remember, there's also then obligations outside of the United States. And on the short term, because we expanded the number of individuals that are eligible to everyone over 65 plus essential workers, which is quite an expansive list, we have a transient shortage. I think that we heard some good news yesterday that New York was going to get a 16% increase in the amount of doses from the federal government and an assessment of how many doses are going to be available over a three-week time frame. So instead of planning week to week, we'll have at least some intermediate projections in terms of doses. That will enable an appropriate number of appointments, and so people won't sign up, and then when we have these shortfalls, be disappointed.
Do you think we're going to come to the point where, at some point, we have more doses than we know what to do with? And when would that be?
Well, the answer will be yes, for sure. There's no question about that. You know, it's like many things in life. When you can't get it, everyone wants it, right? So right now, the vaccine is the hottest commodity on this planet. There's going to be a point where we're going to catch up, where everyone that wanted the vaccine would have been vaccinated, and there'll be hopefully a very small number of people, but some people on the sidelines waiting when we have plenty of doses around. Now, remember, keep in mind that 300 enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans is really going to get it done for us achieving that magical herd immunity number. And that's independent of other vaccines coming on board. So again, I think we're going to have a transient supply issue through perhaps the end of this month and maybe a little bit in February. I think then the availability is going to crank up, and our processes are continuing to improve on a day-to-day basis. And so the efficiency of administration is really going to be able to get it done for us and get those shots into arms.
More and more people across the country, even despite the shortages, are getting the vaccine, and a smaller amount of people have gotten that second dose right now. Over the last couple of months, with much more widespread distribution and actual use of the vaccine, What new have we maybe learned about these two vaccines that are out there? Side effect-wise, effectiveness-wise, is it still too early to tell with some of this, or have we learned some things with how it's been distributed so far?
Well, we're actually learning some things. It's sort of early-ish data, but, you know, remember, everyone was talking about the allergic reactions in the first couple of weeks of vaccination. It looks like actually those more serious allergic reactions are less common with the Moderna vaccine, only about 2.5 per million, which is similar to our other vaccines, whereas Pfizer was a whiff more. The initial data was about 11 per million. The other thing in terms of efficacy, it's encouraging that in Israel, where they've been able to vaccinate a greater proportion of the populations now, they're starting to see perhaps an early sign of efficacy and a downtick in number of new cases in those individuals, age groups that have been vaccinated in the over 60 group. So, the promise of that 95% efficacy may be starting to be realized when we're starting to get a critical number of shots of individuals. So I think so far the news really looks good. No new safety signals of concern. It's just a matter of getting it done and getting those shots into the arms.
Dr. Russo, I've been wondering about the second shot. Is it a specific shot, different than the first shot?
No, the second shot is identical. However, since it's a booster shot and you've already developed that preliminary immune response, particularly for individuals that are younger with a little bit more vigorous immune system, the reactogenic symptoms in terms of soreness, fever, flu-like symptoms can be greater with the second shot. But the formulation, the amount of vaccine is identical to the first shot.
All right, interesting. And how important is it that that second shot is given in 3 to 4 weeks? It's 3 weeks with one of the vaccines and 4 weeks with the other.
There's some leeway now in terms of what the CDC has recommended with the second shot, that it could be given up to 6 weeks if there's some supply-related issues. And it's almost certain, though we don't really have optimal data, that that will have little to no effect on the long term. The more pragmatic reality of having that second shot delayed is you don't receive the optimal efficacy until 2 weeks after the first shot. So you're sort of pushing that window back a little bit, but you still have a moderate degree of efficacy with the single shot. So functionally, other than maybe expanding that window when that individual will achieve optimal efficacy, probably there'll be no significant effect.
These two vaccines have been out for a while, got approval late last year. When it comes to vaccines in the future, though, a lot of people looking at this Johnson & Johnson vaccine as really promising. It's just one shot. You don't have to worry about that second dose. Why might this be a longer road to approval than what we've seen in the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine? Does it take longer to develop this traditional vaccine? Are there more maybe hiccups along the way to getting that perfect concoction?
Well, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine isn't quite a traditional vaccine. It's what we call an adenovirus or a viral vector, though that vector has been, like the RNA vaccines, in development for years and has actually been approved for the prevention of Ebola virus. But like many things, it took a little bit longer to put that formulation together where the RNA vaccines could be synthesized. And so once they got the sequence, they were off and running within a couple of weeks. And it's enrollment of trial, seen it all the way through. And, you know, these trials are very large. And I think that the speed that the RNA vaccines were able to both enroll people and finish them was extraordinary. So I think the Johnson & Johnson still is going very fast. It's just not quite as fast as the RNA vaccines, which is really a tour de force.
We're starting to hear a little bit more about double masking or wearing multiple masks, that it adds added protection to the user. Do you wear a double mask, and do you think it really makes a difference?
Yeah, double masks now are all the rage, right? A couple of well-known people were wearing it at the inauguration. So here's what we know. There's experimental data that shows that lower quality masks have improved performance if you wear another mask over it. So what are a high quality mask where double masking is probably less of an issue? A high quality mask are N95 masks, okay, N95 masks, and with all these masks, the caveat is that it fits well. Also, triple layered masks, cloth masks with the filter in between and dense material are really high quality masks as well. And a good fitting triple layered surgical mask is also very high quality. However, some of the surgical masks have gaps on the side so that if you feel that the surgical mask is either not well-fitting or it's a low-quality mask or you have a low-quality cloth mask, then double masking may be advantageous in those situations. But if you have a good-fitting, high-quality mask, as we talked about those triple layers with the filter N95, double masking probably doesn't add anything. Again, there's no real-life studies to assess efficacy of these different masks. This is based on laboratory studies. But at the end of the day, there's no harm if you feel comfortable wearing a double mask and you're unsure about the quality of your mask, particularly if you don't think it fits well with some of these surgical masks, because the cloth masks wrap around a little bit better and you get a sense of a tighter fit.
What about quadruple masking?
Yeah, we could go on ad infinitum, right, in terms of this. But I think it's critical, you know, that the individual feels comfortable and it fits well in terms of whether you're using a single mask or a double mask. I think the double masking, though, again, is really this consideration if you're not sure about the quality of your mask or the fit, or if you know it's a low-quality mask.
All right. Hey, Dr. Russo, always appreciate the time and enjoy talking with you. That's Dr. Tom Russo. He is Chief of Infectious Disease at the Jacobs School of Medicine.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.